The Fort Sam Houston Theater was awash in music and colorful costumes on Friday afternoon. Dancers and singers from Mexico, Peru, and other Latin American countries shared their culture with members of the U.S. Army and Air Force as part of Hispanic Heritage Month. Former San Antonio Mayor and Secretary of Housing and Urban Development Henry Cisneros took a moment to identify the Hispanic people who make up America.
So there's pockets, if you will, of Latinos spread across the country. They tend to be liberal and conservative. They are Democrats and Republicans. They are Catholics and evangelicals. They are a mix of people from a rich history, a deep and long history.
Cisneros pointed out that Latinos are the largest and fastest growing minority in the United States today, about 55 million people. Still, he said, Latinos face an uncertain future, one where opportunities need to be created.
We know this population is going to be large, but is it going to be large, undereducated, underproductive, undercompensated, and therefore angry and alienated in the American story?
The Latino population is estimated to grow to 63 million and make up a quarter of the U.S. population by 2050, according to estimates from the U.S. Census Bureau. Despite their current minority status, Cisneros said Hispanic people are disproportionately represented in the armed forces and in the number of Medal of Honor winners.
It's a distinguished history. It runs at every step of the Army hierarchy, from incoming privates to four-star generals who have made a contribution, and it's something that we certainly, as Latinos, are proud of, but the country, I think, has been well served.
Cisneros said he hopes that military recruitment efforts will continue to expand and reach Latino communities nationally and in the San Antonio area. Carson Frame, Texas Public Radio News.